Paichani. The next song we dedicate to our grandmothers, for their wisdom, for all the teachings that they have given us since we were kids. We come from a culture that we are strongly related to our grandparents. And they're the reason why our culture exists. So the next song is called Hatung Mama, the grandmother, a song that my brother Kuri Kachimwal composed. Hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you so much for dancing to our music. Just for information, we also are promoting indigenous crafts from Ecuador. Our booth is right at the top of the hill, the colorful one, where we have all the ponchos and everything here. And you'll be supporting us as well, and all the people that make them.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next song we're gonna dedicate song to the struggle of the indigenous people in the Amazon. This is a voice that they need to, their voice needs to be heard. Their struggle to keep their lands for them and not to be sold by the Ecuadorian government to the corporations outside, to the oil corporations from Europe or the US or anywhere. So we want to dedicate this song to their struggle to keep their voice alive and to have a for their dignity. This is called Sarayaku. Sarayaku means the literal translation is corn water, but it's the name of the tribe, the people of Sarayaku in the Amazon. It's a really cool beat song, but it's for to create a conscience. It's a song that has both. It's a good contrast.
Lágrimas de tus hijos de raíz y cántonos de luna y sol, te ofrecemos libertad. ¿Dónde están los noticieros que hablan de venas, de fútbol?
Yupaychani Mashikuna. How are you guys feeling tonight? We are connected to the earth, to nature, to the water, to our songs, to our language, to our ways. We all are respectful to each other. This is how we grew up. And always opening our hearts. We have two songs for this set. If we still have some time, we have time, right? So we have two songs. We do want to share with you. Our information is online as well. If you want to find out more about our performances, the history of our music, you can find us on the internet, yarinamusic.org. That's our website. And then on Facebook, we are Yarina World Music. And Instagram is Yarina Music. And TikTok is yarina.official. So find a lot of our information online. Our music is also streamed online on YouTube, as well as Spotify and many other platforms. So the next song we're going to play is a song. All the songs that you're listening to are based on our traditional music of the indigenous people of Ecuador, but they are original compositions. So we write our own music, and the music that you're listening to is created by one of the members of the band here in the family. So I hope you enjoy. And again, thank you so much for enjoying and connecting with us too. Thank you. Thank you so much. We have time for one more song. And this is actually a perfect song to end our set and to invite all of you to dance to this celebration. We, in Ecuador, right now, we are celebrating the Festival of the Dance. We call it Inti Raymi. It's the summer solstice. But we do this gathering with all of our family members, friends, all the community together to make one whole group, to play music and to stomp to the music that we perform. And a lot of chanting going on, a lot of voices heard, a lot of slangs, a lot of names that actually connect all of the members, all the people dancing together. So it's also, we use different voices to disguise people that don't know us, or to kind of fool. So it's a very energy exchanging celebration. It's a perfect song to end this session. And we love all of you for being here and for the opportunity to share our music with you. This is Yarina, which means remembrance. And in our native language, Quechua, we were born in 1984 as a band. And then our children take up on our music and they become part of the band as they grow older. Our music is also learned by ear. We only is passed down to by our elders. And eventually, if we decide to go to school to study music theory, then we do. And then we expand our knowledge to make our music a little more different, a little more perhaps to connect with you that are not too familiar with our music. So, and this is what we're sharing with you. And thank you again. Our music and our indigenous crafts is here available. You would be supporting greatly to our music, to our families, to our indigenous people in Ecuador. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.